But we always, excuse me, for example, participated in Paralympics. So as I was secretary, I had, you know, contacted those sorts of levels with boomerangs and pollies and so forth.
I mean, presumably, when boomerangs or pollies had a dance at the Coronation Hall mascot.
Yeah, Cronulla would go
and organise a table.
Would participate, you know, sort of at that sort of level, and that's where I first became aware of Dot, because Dot was very involved with boomerangs at that stage. He was probably, I think, president. I mean, he could check the chronology and whatever. But that was also when Dot and Fanny were doing their show at the Honest Irishman, which was like 5 minutes walk from where I lived in Annandale. So we were on the... I think they were doing two shows. They were doing Wednesday night shows there, and they were doing Sunday... And Dot was doing Sunday night shows there. And that's when I became aware of who Dot is and was. We had sort of... I think we had contact at, you know, intergroup sort of level at some stages during those couple of years, but I introduced myself to Dot on a Thursday afternoon. They, the night before, had done their last Dot and Fanny show at the Irishman, and they closed it for a while and then reopened it at the Newtown, which was operating at that stage.
This would have been moving into...
This was 84.
Right, yeah.
And I was going to a doctor's appointment, dentist appointment. My dentist at that stage was on Oxford Street. And David was walking up Oxford Street, and I spoke to him and said, "Oh, it was a terrific show last night." He said, "Oh, you were there, were you?" I said, "Oh, yes, yes." And I recall introducing myself to him. And I honestly, Larry, can't remember whether we knew each other before then or not. If it was, it was probably possibly only by name, as, you know, well, I was Secretary of Mardi Gras, Secretary of Cronulla, he was President of Boomerangs. We may have had, you know, we may have had conversations at dances and things like that. But that was the start of Dot and my friendship. Because we then talked about Mardi Gras, and he said, "Oh, would you be interested in standing?" He said, I'd like to get more social groups involved. And I said, "Sure." And Dot was instrumental in me coming on and being elected at that 84 AGM.